It's a typical midweek night at Nye's. Corky Heisel, who has tended bar here for 25 years, has just opened this side of the establishment for the evening. As he waits for tonight's crowd to shuffle in, the man who some customers say is one of the best bartenders around reflects on why this place has such a unique charm.
I guess because everybody that's owned it has been, after Al Nye, has been wise enough not to change it.
The original corner bar first opened in 1950, and when you step inside, it certainly looks like it hasn't changed much. You basically have a long wood-covered bar with some nondescript booths running along the aisle. But many people say it's not the old-school decor, but rather the atmosphere that keeps them coming back.
I just love the vintage, but it just hasn't changed. People are so nice. Love the piano bar. Love this bar.
That's Julie Lindberg of Roseville, who's made countless return trips in recent decades. She says she feels sad that younger generations will not get to experience this place. While she understands why the owners are shuttering Nye's, she hates to see the building give way to a high-rise.
I just would never give up something with this kind of history to make another apartment or condo or townhouse.
The development group behind the planned apartment tower at this site says it will honor the historical designation given to some of these structures. Current plans involve saving the original bar, along with one of the other buildings belonging to Nye's, but not the beloved piano bar. While those plans evolve, customers try to enjoy whatever festive evenings here they have left. Over in the back corner, tonight's musical entertainment is setting up. Regulars here say this is where the magic happens. Nye's is well known for live polka music, but on this night, a recent regular act, the Belfast Cowboys, will play its Van Morrison-style music. Drummer Dave Haugen says he loves performing here.
Anything goes. We have a great variety of people here, so you don't know what you're going to be asked. We always ask for requests, and you don't know what they're going to pop up.
As the band heats up, you can see why people love to hang here. The crowd takes in the music like they're watching and dancing to an impromptu jam session in a friend's basement. Everyone respects each other's space, and they all just seem to enjoy the vibes flowing up and down the narrow hall. Across the aisle from the tiny stage are the doors leading to the Polonaise Room, which includes the restaurant and piano lounge. This section was added in the 1960s. While it's not much older than the polka bar, its sparkly booths and dim lighting make you feel like you're walking into another world. The polka bar has that classic feel. The piano bar has that kind of glitzy classic feel. Julia Schroeder, who's been coming here for 30 years, recently responded to a Craigslist ad for a hostess job at Nye's. Now, as the establishment prepares to close, she's serving customers in a place that was her favorite spot, and a favorite spot for scores of other people from around these parts.
Northeast is a very, family-oriented, very neighborhoody, and I think that that corner bar there was just, I think it just really spoke to the neighborhood, and there was a lot of Eastern European immigrants in this neighborhood, that came here and settled here, and it just kind of grew from there.
And now with the neighborhood undergoing changes, part of that means saying goodbye to Nye's. Longtime customer Tom Dunn of St. Paul says he'll miss the wide range of people he can share a drink with.
I think it has a lot of nostalgic feel to it. I think it can cross generations. So, if you're born in the 40s, you can come here and enjoy it. If you're born in the 70s, you can come here and enjoy it and still get a good feel for something that's kept its uniqueness and hasn't changed.
Tonight, people from those generations are once again soaking up the friendly atmosphere this famous neighborhood bar has to offer, even if for some of them it might be the last time. For KFAI, I'm Mike Moen. Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.